And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, the first Monday after Christmas, December 27th. Carl and Linda Bott. Wow. What a weekend. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and get your computer out, and you can hear a stream, or you can start chatting with us at kcnr1460.com. Linda is with the kids. They're heading back to Sacramento, so they're all getting ready to do that. As soon as the show is over, we're going to head on down, take them back down, and get them set up for the airport. But I am joined by Bad Bob.
And welcome to the last Monday, 2010.
Oh, you know what, Bob, you're right. You know, next Monday we'll be saying 2011, which means I'll be writing on my checks 2010 for the next month and a half until I can figure this out. So what kind of Christmas did you have, Bad Bob?
It was excellent. Christmas Eve we spent with Brenda's mom up in the beautiful Scott Valley, and then Christmas Day we came down and had brunch with my brother, and then a nice evening with my mother. So it was good all the way around. Had a big dinner with lots
Jim
of friends
Brummer
and relatives.
Out there? I'm looking for Jim Brummer out there. I don't know if he's still out there, but
you didn't hear a bloody word I said, did you?
Yeah, I did. You had a great weekend. You came down Scott Valley, down and had a restful day and a brunch. I got it all. You know, I can do more.
The Colonel can multitask.
I can multitask here. You know, the reason I was looking for Jim Brummer and Bob. Two things is, if you when you tuned in this weekend, it would have been completely transparent to you. But every one of our shows the people had come in, all the show hosts had come in and recorded a Christmas show, or they had decided this is the show I want to play, and we'd put every one of them into a computer. So for this weekend, every one of our employees was able to spend the weekend at home with their families, or in whatever way they wanted to spend these 2 days. It was a lot of work, but it came off very well. We had no glitches. We had nobody having to run down here and push a button or run a show, you know, any of the local shows by just pushing buttons and moving things around.
He was channeling Scotty the Miracle Worker from Star Trek.
Well, you know what? We've reached that point. It's been a year. We should be able to do some things like this and get away with it. But, yeah, the kids being here and, you know, not having been around little kids for a long time, watching children 4 and 8 have a Christmas is just, I mean, you know, you go back and you look at it through their eyes. They get so excited just about little things. Running around with their, you know, with their toy and whatever they have there. And then the dog grabbing the wrapping paper, and then they're chasing the elk killer around the house with, you know, the newest toy. And it was just to see that. Was really, really interesting. And it was a lot of fun, too. Then we went on up yesterday up to Eskimo Hill. Nobody's ever told me about Eskimo Hill. Linda had heard about it. So we leave here yesterday. It's raining. It's like, 45 or 50 degrees here. We head on up to Eskimo Hill. Well, as we're driving up past Lassen, I've got the truck in a four-wheel drive. And I'm thinking to myself, this is pretty snowy up here. So we get to the 6,000-foot mark in Eskimo Hill. It's snowing, and the wind's blowing at about 180 miles per hour, going straight across. Trying to get the kids get all their clothes on inside the truck, that in itself was a movie. And then out to Eskimo Hill, where my son, Vince, pulled the children up the hill on a sled all the way to the top, and then down they went, down the hill. They had a great time. I think this is the first sledding they've done. So this was pretty exciting for them. Anyway, Eskimo Hill, if you've never been there before, you drive out past Lassen, just be prepared. It's cold, 6,000 feet, and there's a lot of snow up there. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we get back, we're going to be talking about things that are happening in the news, things that are going to happen, and just a couple other things here. Join us after these messages. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:13 in the morning, December the 27th. We're quickly approaching into this year. Hey, the weather today is going, it's 44 right now, and it looks like we've got a chance. It looks like we may be like clearing up just a little bit. But, oh, wait, Bob's going, but it says tonight, rain.
Yeah.
But this is today. We could have just a 40% chance. I'm trying to give a good take on this, Bob. You sound like an old bear. Oh, no, don't tell them it could be a good 40% chance of rain. That means there's a 60% chance it's not going to rain, Bob, until later.
Well, I was seeing rain on my windshield as I was coming in, so.
Oh, that's true. Okay, tonight rain likely, mainly after 10 p.m. However, I have a feeling that we may not be out of this yet. And then Tuesday, stand by. Here we go again. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, it says slight chance of rain on Thursday.
My local meteorologist is going to be looking into this, but we could conceivably, this is a long-range forecast, see snow on the valley floor on January 2nd. The models are still a little iffy, but that could happen. So if you're going to be doing some New Year's travel, you may want to keep that in your plans.
And let's speak about traveling. They've had more, you know, the travel is up this year by like 3%. According to AAA, 11.6 million Californians are hitting the road this holiday season. 3% increase when compared to last year's. Those planning to fly will encounter heavy airport passenger traffic as more than 478,000 people are expected to fly. I wonder about this. You know, we were talking about this, you know, that the kids coming up from Albuquerque, the other ones had these scanners in there. But in the family line, they had no scanners. In other words, the kids weren't being put through the body scanners. And I was wondering, what if you're a frequent flyer, a frequent traveler, and you fly three or four times a week? And you have to go through a body scanner. But how much electricity is that? How many rads do they stick into you when they're body scanning you, Bob?
I don't know. It would be good to search that out.
I'm just wondering. I mean, because you know, it's kind of like when an X-ray they put it. It's oh no, this is not dangerous at all. And they put a lead shield that covers your chest and your parts and the.
Well, I'd be interested in knowing what frequency they're using because there's anecdotal evidence that holding the cell phone next to your head constantly can cause problems. And of course, San Francisco may be a bit overreacting, but anytime you apply energy to living tissue, things happen.
I hate to ask this. What's San Francisco? What do they do?
All cell phones have to come with a warning, like they put on cigarette packs that. According to some European study, a certain group of people who use cell phones constantly had a higher incidence of brain tumors, and of course the city of San Francisco takes anything European as gospel.
I'm surprised they didn't sue them like they do Happy Meals. Don't get me started. We've given out all the Happy Meals, so thanks, Jimmy. Okay, hey, look, 39 people arrested for DUI since December 17th in the Avoid the 6th. 39. Last year it was 40. 39 arrested for driving under the influence since December 17th. Let me just mention something. TV Towing is starting their free rides for the 20th year, 243-1010. Bob, we need to have them on and talk about this. But if you feel at all like you may be under the influence, if it's just a doubt, it's better to call a cab. It's better to get a tow. It's better to do anything than to get this, because a DUI will travel with you for years, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. Something happened in the paper, in the Reading Searchlight, that chortled. Is that the right word? I was chortling. And the ACLU from Reading has joined with the Northern Alliance Tea Parties, and they're questioning the library policy to regulate information tables at the Reading Library. If you remember a few weeks ago, the library said, hey, look, we're not sure about having all these people here and putting this literature out for the Constitution. It was a Constitution class. It was just about a Constitution. Well, of course, in the Record Searchlight, once that hits, the both sides go at it for, I don't know, I don't know how they can spend this much time on something, but they go back and blog at each other and attack each other. Oh, it's the Tea Parties. Oh, gosh, of course they want this out. And then nobody was missing a lot of people were missing the point. A lot of them didn't, but a lot of them were. Is that here's the point. You're starting to censor what's going on out there. And frankly, censorship is, to me, is in any form, very frightening. So they said, and then the library backed off because they didn't have a policy. And the library backed off. So we'll have a, let's have a couple months for people to put comments in so we can address the issue. Well, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California, has joined in and said, If there is, why is there a question? You know, the question is censorship of materials at the library. A library should be a place where there's not censorship. So it was good to see that is that ACLU is being is joining in on this thing because they join in on so many others. But the comments on Reading.com was, oh my gosh, come on guys, here's the bottom line: is the library is a place where there should be free expression of an exchange of ideas, of if any place, it should be out there. Now, does it not at the risk of taking somebody else's rights away? In other words, don't put up your 80 tables and 500 followers and guard the entrance. Don't make me walk a gauntlet. Don't put things on my car. All these things. But you should be able to go out there and say, this is, you know, here's my table and here's all my literature and you know, you have a right to have take this. I have a right to sit here and put this out there. That's what's right. And I hope that at the Reading Public Library is that they come to this conclusion. I hope they come to this conclusion. And the people that have made all these insane comments on the blogs, you all have got to get a life. You got to take a step back and think, you know, you're attacking the Tea Party for something that the ACLU is doing. If this isn't just about the exact opposite of two organizations that have come together because on an issue of freedom and no censorship, and you have people attacking them, there's something wrong with you out there, you commenters, that if you can't see this, that you've got to, that you hate, you know, you hate conservatives so badly, you've got to jump in there and do that, and vice versa, that you hate liberals so badly that you need to say nasty things about them. The bottom line, censorship. The bottom line is being able to say and do what you have the right to do under this Constitution. And when that is infringed on, you need to take a stand. In this case, the Northern Alliance of Tea Parties and the ACLU have gotten together and said, wait a minute, you are stepping on all of our toes. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:24 in the morning, December the 27th. Linda's getting the kids, getting them out of the house, and we're taking them down to, I say the kids, you know, 35, U.S. Marshals, nurses, grandkids. Taking them down to Sacramento today to put them on the plane. Okay, today in history, and I do this because Linda loves to do it. In history, today, the Showboat, the musical, opened on this day in 1927 in the Ziegfeld Follies. And its star was Helen Morgan. Received excellent reviews. Let's go on beyond that. There were some other great things that also happened. Hey, kids, what time is it? It's Howdy Doody time! That's right, Buffalo Bob, Clarabelle the Clown, Judy Canova, and a host of others joined the Howdy Doody show on NBC TV in 1947. And Bob watched it. Bob was there for the first day. Bob was a cameraman on that show. Anyway, the show stayed on the air for 13 years. Imagine that. 13 years. Now, do you have that sound effect that I want there, Bob? Because here it comes. Are you ready? No, this is what I really wanted it for. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hugh Hefner, 84. Is engaged to Crystal Haynes, over 60 years younger. Okay. Okay, I don't know if we needed the last one. That's right, Hugh Hefner of Hugh Hefner of Playboy, 84 years old. I haven't seen a picture of him without out of his pajamas probably in 20 years, is engaged to Crystal Haynes. She's blonde, blue-eyed, and been in Playboy. I mean, oh my gosh, what a surprise. She's like 23 years old. So, yeah, well, can you say that? I wonder how much that's going to cost. 84 years old, engaged. But you just got to, you know, it's Christmas time. Come on, it's Christmas time. It's time to be happy about things like that. What can we say? Let's go going on in the world. You know, there was a Obama is over in Hawaii. Took time there in Hawaii on their vacation for, you know, for Christmas, and they get that. They stopped at a Marine Corps base on Saturday over there, probably at Kaneohe Bay, and they spent some of their time, and they visited the same base last year, the year before, on Christmas Day, in Kaneohe over on the windward side, and talking to the troops and to the families over there. They shook hands, posed for pictures, admired babies, and chatted with the Marines and their families in the mess hall decked out in Christmas decorations for about 40 minutes. You know, a big thing is this year is going to be the last year for many, many troops to spend Christmas in Iraq. After 7.5 years, the troops are starting to come home. Most of the troops will be out of there by next Christmas. At Balad in the northern province, many U.S. soldiers added bits of color to their uniforms by adding Santa Claus hats and reindeer antlers, which now they can do. If they had done it a few years ago, it would have been a big target. Anyway, the big thing is that we are pulling out of there. We're finally going to end combat operations there. We're still going to leave troops there as part of a, you know, like a prevention teams to help out. But we're moving out of Iraq, even though there was news that they had 17 people killed in a suicide attack, that we won there. We pushed al-Qaeda back. We pushed them out. There's peace in much of Iraq. They have elections. They have women have the vote. There are women serving in government jobs. There are women being elected into their parliaments. So it was a long time, but we've given them a chance to have a say in their own lives. And now we go to Afghanistan, and it's going to be a long time. They're starting drone attacks there, not starting them, but continuing them into Pakistan. The idea is that more troops have moved into Afghanistan. What's the end game? I hope President Obama has a end game in sight. I hope he has a exit strategy that says we will leave when these things are accomplished. I don't know what these things are. I don't know if it's democracy. I don't know if it's the Taliban being pushed out or al-Qaeda being pushed out, if it's just peace or what in that country. I assume he's got an exit strategy. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We come back from this. We have a few other things we're going to be talking about that have effect on what we're doing here in the city and the town and our region and then the country. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. And Linda's getting the kids out of town, getting them ready to head on back to New Mexico. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. Indy guy's holding his end up there. Okay, today, the weather. There is a chance of rain. It's 43 degrees right now. It looks like it's going to be the chance of raining late this afternoon and tonight is much more likely. And then tomorrow, 100% chance of rain. And then Wednesday starts tapering off, slight chance of rain and snow on Thursday. You heard it first here.
Here comes your ride.
And here comes my ride. Here comes the sirens going by.
Responding to Hugh Hefner.
Hey, the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They are having on New Year's Eve, that's this Friday, they're going to be open until 1:30 in the morning. They're going to have special menus. That's going to be a big party out at Anselmo's Vineyard, just a short way out of Palo Cedro. And it's beautiful up there. The scenery, there's just a little snow on the hills there, but all the roads, of course, are clear. But it's going to be a great place to spend New Year's Eve. That's Anselmo's Vineyard. Okay. Bob. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to watch the Philadelphia game, football game yesterday. I don't usually watch it, but it's my son's favorite team. Mm-hmm. So we were out for a while, so we had it recorded. So I go back and hit the DVR that I got with my Dish satellite.
Dish network.
Dish network. I'm watching the news, And I'm thinking, okay, I must, you know, did I push it wrong? Did I push the button wrong? Well, he calls back, and I'm looking through the channels. It says that's what's supposed to be on. It turns out that they had a snowstorm. They're getting hit with snow so badly back there that they canceled the football game. And with the storms that are going on back there,
it's got to be pretty bad for that to happen.
Yeah, it's got to be, you know, any time that it, and it shows some of the photos from back there, but the storms that are hitting the East Coast are just unbelievable. And, you know, all the rain we've had here. And then, like I said, when you go up to that 6,000-foot mark, it is just, it's horrendous up there. So you're saying is that we might be able to have, it might be snows, what, for New Year's Eve?
But it's all blamed on global warming, you understand. I haven't quite figured that one out, but the record snowstorms are blamed on global warming.
You know, one of the things, when visitors come here, when you tell them they're driving around town, they're looking, and I mean, their eyes open up wide when they see the number of communes we have or cooperatives we have here selling marijuana. And I said, doesn't New Mexico, isn't that legal there? He says, yeah, but there's only two in the whole state of New Mexico that can sell. And then you see, you know, we've been joking about Oakland industrializing their marijuana, and they're putting AgriMed Incorporated, right? They're going to be putting in these huge, huge warehouses. Well, it looks like maybe Oakland is going, well, not so fast. Oakland officials last week suspended a plan to issue 4 licenses for factory-style production of medical marijuana. And Wilcox is only the most pronounced of numerous suitors for the coveted permits who suddenly have caused worry. And this guy Wilcox has invested $20 million into his venture. And he's bought a warehouse near the Oakland waterfront and a bid to open a business park for the cannabis industry. You know, I just don't quite understand. They just said, by Proposition 19 was defeated. And Holder says, you do it, we're coming after you. He said, we're not going to, you know, if you do retail pot sales in California, he says, we're going to come after you. Well, what that does, of course, is for the medicinal marijuana people is, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult to tell the difference between 150 plants growing for medicinal marijuana and 150 plants growing just for selling it for a profit. Not that anybody is selling for a profit in medicinal marijuana, of course not. Everybody knows that that's just used for medicine. Everybody knows that there's no profit being made on this because it's a not-for-profit organizations. I can't even say it with a straight face.
Yeah, I got a great mining
plan,
I'll
sell you. Can't even say it with a straight face. Anyway, but that was one of the things that we've just, you know, we took Oakland to task on along San Francisco about these things, but it looks like they're backing off on it, which is, it makes you wonder, this coming year, what's going to happen here? What's it going to be like in California next year? We have a totally controlled Democratic legislature, the Assembly, the Senate, the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general. I can't think of anybody that's not a Democrat that's been elected. And then plus the Assembly and the Senate means is that they've got such a control over that a Republican can't even get a bill out of committee. I'm just, you know, what's going to happen here? I mean, this is as far Democrat as you can get in a state. I don't know of any other state that's leaned into it like this. Maybe there's Republican states that, you know, the Republicans control everything like this. But I'm, you know, with owing $20 billion and all the things that are supposedly happening, what do you think, Bob? Do you think that this is, you know, there's going to be a big change? You think that they can do it now?
I don't know if there's going to be a big, things have gotten so polarized right now. People can't have, as we were saying a short time ago, people, it seems impossible to have a civil discourse without it immediately degenerating into name-calling and snarking, and maybe that's the dark side of all this open communication that the Internet has given us, is that it gives people the opportunity just to see how mean they can be just for the sake of it, rather than having an intelligent dialogue.
Well, you know, I look here and I look in the blog. It's not, of course, on our blog. Our people are people of good conscience. They are articulate and they have, you know, high values. They don't attack people. But you see it in these other ones. You see it on Record Search. You see it in any place. The things they say to each other, I think you're absolutely right. This anonymity, anonymous, this ability to hide behind a computer and say these things and blog these things under, you know, with new names or no names, and say things about people has just, you know, has done away a lot with the idea of being civil. We got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bach. Phone numbers here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. December 27th, I hope all you guys, all you men went out there and did your last-minute shopping like I did on Christmas Eve. And bought presents and did those things you were supposed to. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley and the guys there put in Dish Satellite. They do a great job for you. And during this time, they have free Dish Satellite. That's right, free HD, because they have rebates that have been given to them. So I think those are still valid. He hasn't said anything about that. So you give him a call at 244-1988, and you can get free Dish TV. You can see the playoffs. You can see all of the shows that are coming on in the next month or two, football, basketball, and that. And any of the other, and starting off the new year with Dish TV. That's 244-1988. Somebody asked Hugh Hefner, aren't you afraid of early death since he's gotten engaged to this 23-year-old? And he says, hey, if she dies, she dies. Bah, 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 bah. Okay. That was our next guest came in. He said, here, no, tell this joke, tell this joke. It always works. I don't know if it worked or not. What?
I have a little tidbit. It's kind of interesting and possibly significant. For the first time since it was founded as a state, 160 years, as a result of the census, California will not be adding a seat in the House of Representatives. The very first time that's ever happened, and that is significant.
Yeah, we haven't. We didn't lose one, but we didn't gain one.
Yeah.
Texas gained six. I think it was Texas gained six.
It means that California's days as the Golden State are at a standstill. Whether we manage to pick it up again,
and if you look at it,
question.
They said, how did we sustain growth? Immigration. And then is the question is, how many of these are here illegally? Do they count that? Do they even ask that question? Because they make a big point of having people say they don't care if you're here illegally. They just want to, you know, you just have to fill out the forms. So I wonder how many of our growth is illegal. Now, the good thing is that Shasta County has grown. In the last 10 years, people have come up here. So we have that. But a lot of the states that were losing the population growth, like New York and I think it was Indiana, and a lot of up in the Northeast, Florida picked up some. Louisiana lost, which was kind of a surprise because, when you figure out all the problems they've been having with hurricanes and floods and the storms along the coast, maybe not. So. The one of the people writing in, Sharon, thanks, Sharon, talks about, you know, when you talk about marijuana and we talk about people smoking it, and he said, but there's other uses for marijuana, too, and the cannabis and the hemp. And that's true. Hemp has been used for centuries for clothing, ropes, and other articles that people have used. It's just the fact is medical marijuana is such an easy target when you're talking about it on the radio. The fact that some people need it. And so we stand up for that right for people to do that. But we also can't believe that a town the size of ours that has somebody told me it's more than 19 now, it's over 20 cooperatives that sell this. I can't believe that a town this size needs that many cooperatives, that we sell that much medicinal marijuana. I can't believe that. I can't believe that we have that many people with that much pain. I mean, I don't. Maybe I need to go out and just stand on the corner and watch people walking by to see them bent over in pain or having to drive, and they can't drive because they're in pain, and they need this much. But then again, I mean, you know, I've heard people take baths in marijuana. They throw it into their bath water, and they let it seep into their body that way, and it's supposed to take care of all your aches and pains. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. Bob, how do you use it?
I don't remember that far back. I had a slightly misspent youth, but I put those days behind me because I figured out I was going to end up doing something even more stupid than I'd already done, and I said that's enough.
okay, the chat people are saying, you know, Stillwater. We could use Stillwater to process the marijuana. You could make it into the hemp. You know, you could raise it. It could be food for cattle, and then you'd have really happy cheese, for cows eating it. There's just so many things you can do with it. You know, this week we're going to have, with the new year leaving, I want to do a report card. We're going to have maybe it's not a report card. That's not the right word. A scorecard for President Obama this week. And what he's accomplished this year. Well, we can even look for 2 years. But what has he accomplished this year? And I tell you what, it's been a big year. It's been a big year. You know, you start talking health care. You start talking the START treaty. And the don't ask, don't tell. The infamous don't ask, don't tell. I think they're going to find out. That one's like grabbing a tiger by the tail. But then there's things like on the tax. There's things on the... for the tax cuts that he wrote on. There's things like Guantanamo that's still there. There's things like the court actions against terrorists. There's pushing more people into Afghanistan. It's going to be an interesting, and we're going to try and be just as fair as we can on this and just say what's been accomplished, what hasn't, what are things that probably were a surprise to Obama, including the elections. We've got to take a break now. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. You know, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:54, December the 27th. Okay, you remember during the health care plan, it was a fight. There were things in there, and a lot of it caused consternation. One, of course, was the end-of-life care counseling session that was in there. And just people just stood up and screamed. They said, oh, so now you're counseling the elderly just to let it go. And that was what was said. By a lot of the people said, you're counseling people, said, oh, you don't need this care at the end. It was taken out of the health care plan just for that reason. And, you know, then it was voted on and it was passed. Well, there's always two ways to get, as they say, to skin a cat. There's ways of getting around this. So in the Medicare, under new Medicare regulations, they have something called the... Advanced care planning. Mm-hmm. What was that? What's the first part of that there, Bob? It's called the voluntary advanced care planning, where a doctor will then counsel you on your options at the end. So, in other words, the death panels are coming back. In this case, and this is something that it doesn't surprise me. If you can't pass it in a law, you just regulate it, which is one of the big problems we're running into, of course, in California. Is like, you know, we're talking about the water and what's the battle that's going on with the water up in Siskiyou County. It's the state is not trying to pass a law. The Fish and Game Department is going there, and they're going to regulate that they want your water. They want you to keep so much of your water available for the state, even though that it's your water. And, yes, you know, for people to say, oh, no, it's California's water. No. This is private property. This is water that's been deeded to people. This is water that's been in their family since the 1860s and 70s that is part of their property. It has been deeded to them. It is private property. So what they do is instead of they can't pass a law to take it, so what they do is they'll pass regulations. And that's just what you see here. The end of life, the death panels, quote, whether you believed them or not, was taken out of the law because it could not pass. So now they're just going to regulate it. They're going to pay physicians extra money if they give that extra counseling to elderly patients. I find that, you know, the idea that okay, we're not going to do it, and so we'll take it out, and then to turn around and come back and do it again, to me, is abhorrent.
It's no longer convenient to take care of you. Would you please leave?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't even know if it's that, but the point is that, okay, we took it out because it'll never pass as a law, so let's just sneak it in as a regulation. Of course, nobody said anything. They're quietly cheerful about the fact that it's going in under Medicare and that they're going to do it. You know, it's things like this that you talk about an open and transparent government. This is something Obama did. This is something he did. You know, it's an open and transparent government. You know, on the scorecard, you've got to get into that. How much of his government is open and transparent? It's not. There's no difference between his government and Chicago. There's none. There's no difference, no matter what he said. Now, you could just say that's just, you know, he was running for president. It's been 2 years, my friends. The economy is still staggering along. We still have 420,000 people applying for unemployment every week. That's every week. That's not every month. That's new people every week. 400,000. There's no jobs being built. And the only reason the extension of the tax cuts occurred was because he got pummeled. He got beat up. He got kicked around during the midterm elections. And if you think there would have been a change without that, if you think that if it had just been, you know, just a few of a few seats had changed, that you would have seen these Bush tax cuts go through and continue, you're wrong. It wouldn't have. So now businesses at least know what's going to happen for the next 2 years. Even Obama's own people are agreeing with this. However, the fact that other things are being legislated are just facts like this. And this is in a New York Times, I believe, article. The New York Times has not been, like you'd call, a very conservative paper. So this is in one of, and so this is one of their articles. So this is something, again, if you care, it's like, I know it seems simple, but if you care about what's happening, if you know, if you have a sense of right, if you have a sense of, wait a minute, what is our government doing to us? What is our government, what are they thinking of? Why are they trying to do things? Why are they trying to take over? Why, you know, we're going to tell you, maybe it's not the best thing, it's just to keep fighting death. Just kind of accept it. You know, you're old.
You're no longer productive.
See, you can't tell what these doctors are going to tell them. You've got some doctors that are high up in the administration, like I think Emanuel's brother, he used to be the chief of staff, is advocating that people just let go. I have a real problem with this. All right, hey, our guest when we come back, we're going to be talking, completely change the subject. We're going to be talking movies. We're going to be talking about a new show that's going to be starting here next week. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:05 on December the 27th. We're after Christmas and we're quickly approaching the new year. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're chatting on KCNR 1460.com. We're streaming on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Crystal Air. Crystal Air has at www.crystalair.info, or you can call them at 530-623-1000. They're into the geo exchange. 80% of the average household's energy consumption is related to heating, air conditioning, and water heating systems. Geo exchange heating and air conditioning has proven it can cut your heating and air conditioning consumption by 50 to 60%. Find out more from Crystal Air's website, crystalair.info, or call 530-623-1000. Well, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Well, good morning. How was your Christmas?
It was great. You know, when you got little kids around, it just makes you look at things in new eyes, you know? Kind of brings it back.
Yeah. I had 14 people at my house for Christmas, and two of my little nieces spent the night, and we got up yesterday morning and made a wonderful Christmas breakfast, and it really does kind of wrap it all up nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I understand you guys are joining up with the ACLU.
Okay. I have to admit that it was Christmas, and I did not turn on the news. So I'm going to plead ignorance if that's okay. Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah, you know, I checked that out in the record searchlight. It kind of surprised me, too. So.
Okay, I'll be sure and read that. You know, I took a couple of days off, what can I tell you? Hey, just wanted to remind the folks that we are meeting again tonight at the Bonneview Baptist Church at 6 o'clock, as always. And I did want to give a plug to the radio show on Sunday mornings, We the People, from 8 to 9, and soon possibly... maybe we'll expand that a little bit, but we're gonna have a whole program series on individual property rights. And I know that a lot of folks don't understand what's going on in terms of the big picture and some of the movements to take away our personal property rights, but that is definitely one of the areas of freedom guaranteed to us in the Constitution. And so we're gonna hit that one pretty hard, and we're gonna talk a lot about the National Monuments that are happening all over the western part of the United States. We touched on the water issues up in Siskiyou County a few weeks ago, but it's pretty serious, and just because it's happening other places doesn't mean it's not going to make its way down to us.
Well, you know, the Siskiyou County issue, we're going to devote a show, at least one show, too. And the National Monuments you're talking about is another name for acquiring land by the government.
Absolutely. So it's really worth listening to, and if folks can't tune in on Sunday mornings because they're getting ready for church, they can always go to the archives and listen to the show.
That's right. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You bet, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, our guest, Don Shulman. Now, Don's got another hat on. A lot of times, you know, he just helps out the brides. He helps out the families. He puts on just outstanding weddings. He gives such great advice. If you have any questions about a wedding or anything that goes up to a wedding or even after the wedding, we're going to ask him some questions, maybe keep his bridal hat on, about Hugh Hefner and his fiance, any advice he may have. But Don's going to be opening up a new show on our station here, and it's completely different, and it's really got us excited. So hang on. When we come back from these messages, we're going to talk about that. Carl and Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's off today. She's not off. She's getting all the kids out. I say kids. They're in their 30s. They're going on their way back to Sacramento. They're going home. So this portion of the show brought to you by Mike's Music. It's right off of Cypress Avenue, 243-3774. They've got a great deal, plus the fact that Mike is such a great artist, as is his father. They've got a deal where if you buy instruments, you can also get lessons along with that during those holidays. That's Mike Music, 243-3774. We like their music. We like them. They're really pros. They're a local business right here in town. Our guest today is Don Shulman, who's had Bridal Talk, but he's getting ready to introduce a new show.
You love movies? I know you do.
I love movies.
Are you a movie wacko, a movie nut like I am?
I haven't gone that far yet, but I really do like movies.
I love them so much, I have a 209-inch screen that comes down in my home movie theater. And I'll tell you, it's even clearer on my screen than going to the movies. But we'll be talking about vintage movies and current movies, a show for movie buffs and those who just enjoy movies.
Okay.
And I want to hear from the critics out there, the people who watch the movies. I'm so sick of critics and their avant-garde review of movies that go nowhere, and you see the movie and say, what was that?
Yeah, what were they thinking of? Yeah. Hey, look, let's go to the phones here. The phones just filled up right away here. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling to talk a little bit about what a great idea I think having movie talk is about. I love movies.
What's your favorite movie?
I probably, Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and James Seymour is probably one of my all-time favorites.
Wasn't that a great movie? It was adventurous.
Linda really likes that movie too, Karen.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I'm not real big on movies, and I'm real anxious to listen into your show so I can get educated on some movies because I do love them. My family loves them, and maybe I can get some good ideas on some good movies that I've yet not to see and would like to see. So
we're also going to have a lot of contests. You can brush up on your movies. We'll be doing movie trivia where you can win movie passes. You can win Blu-ray movies, Blu-ray DVDs, DVDs, all kinds of things.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll sure be listening in. I would love to win some movies. That would be great to add to my collection. I do have a small collection. I'm really excited to listen into your show. And when is it going to be at the same time every day?
On January the 2nd from 11 to 12. Grab a box of popcorn and listen to Movie Talk.
I will. And I'm anxious to listen in and hear what you have to offer. And I think it's a great show coming up. So
thank you for calling in. And when you hear something you disagree with, give us a call on Sunday. Remember, Sunday from 11 to 12, starting January 2nd. Thanks, Karen.
Okay. All right.
Thanks,
thank
Karen.
You, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. You know, Don.
Yes.
See, I wonder.
I do know him.
Do you know Karen? You know, the thing about it is, with this new movie, we have a new movie talk idea. You pitched this to us, what was it, 5 months ago, 4 months ago?
Something like that.
And, you know, of course, your first love and what you wanted to do, of course, was bridal talk. And then we sat down a couple weeks ago now, and you gave us an outline about what you wanted to do. And we thought, you know, this is a good idea. You know, this is community radio, and this is also interactive radio. And the things you wanted to do with this, with the show, was interactive, was going to bring, you know, was going to talk about something that people really enjoy. And maybe it's just because we finished up watching that Moguls and movie stars on the Turner Classic Movies.
Yes.
That we kind of looked at that and saw the inception of movies back in Edison, back in the, what, 1890s, early 1900s?
Yes. And I want to also, we'll be having a segment on movie history. We'll talk about the cave dwellers and how they put these images on the cave as communication, of course, communication with their gods, but then we went from there to Commedia dell'arte, to the flickers, to CinemaScope, to, I mean, all the way up to HD and 3D. We'll be talking about movie history.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Iva?
Morning,
good
Iva.
Good morning.
Good morning, Iva. You're on KCNR. You got a question for Don?
No, I have a comment.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I personally know Don's interest in movies and his library, and you couldn't have a better host.
Well, thank you. Just because I have 4,500 movies.
Well, that too.
What's your favorite movie?
I have to say, as far as old classical, it would be Back to the Futures.
I just reviewed Back to the Future, all three of them on Blu-ray, and it didn't lose its catchy timeliness. It was very good.
Yes, and my new one would be probably the Toy Stories.
Oh, really, you like Toy Stories? That's because you have children at home?
Just a grandchild.
Oh, then you're going to renew and review every children's movie ever made.
I know. I already have a library started, and he's into quite a few of the action ones, like Cars. And
what's your least favorite movie?
Probably sci-fi, real gory.
And I love sci-fi man stuff, you know.
I know you do.
They're coming out with a new sci-fi movie you might really like. It's called I Am 4.
Ooh.
And it's going to be, I don't want to give away the plot. It's going to be appeal to men, women, and I might ask you to watch it and then call in and give me your opinion.
Okay, I Am 4 is the name of it?
Yes.
Okay.
I Am 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Iva.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, we're going to take a break, but before we do, we have people in the chat room. Hey, Gator, and that's his call sign on the chat room, the 13th Warrior. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be one of my favorite movies. It's The 13th Warrior. Even though that if you read the book by Crichton, it's not like that. I mean, it's not exactly like that. But the movie with Antonio Banderas, who pulled it off, by the way, being the warrior from the Middle East.
And he's underrated.
And this was a guy's movie, but it was also, I mean, there were so many good lines in that movie. So, got to take a break. So, Gator, wait a minute. Gator, here you go. You got a big bell on that one because you picked out a movie that few people probably have heard of, and it was one of the best. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Turn it down, Bob.
Bob's all turned on here. This is Carl and the Bot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Bad Bob's talking about The Danger Zone, which is out of Top Gun, which is one of his favorite movies.
I spent time at Miramar, and we were right next door to the Top Gun school, And I spent those years crawling all in and around and through and getting parts for F-14, so it just really hit home. That and Final Countdown, great movies.
Well, Linda's not here today because she's getting all the family ready to go and taking them down to the airport today. But this is one of her favorite things, too. She loves movies. She likes the older movies, too. But she's also, into musicals and into, like, her favorite one lately, I think, has been Burlesque.
I saw Burlesque.
And even though it didn't get great reviews, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, first of all, for Cher being 74 years old and 73 facelifts, she still looked great.
She can't be 74. Cher's not that. Is Cher that old?
74. Wow. And
Jane Fonda, 72.
Christine Aguilar was incredible. What an incredible talent in Burlesque. I talking about musicals, Dreamgirls, I wonder why Eddie Murphy was not recognized more for that. They just stole it away from him. It was incredible performance in Dreamgirls.
The when you're looking with your movies, okay, some of the things that you wanted to be addressing when you're on your show here was just, are you going to have, like, whatever happened to?
Yes.
Because that's one of the things I think that people are interested in. You'll see actors, and you'll see them a lot in two or three movies, four movies, and then they just disappear.
Where are they now? The first two that we're going to talk about on January 2nd will be Dwayne Hickman from Dobie Gillis. And he may be calling in to speak with us and talk about his times with Zelda and, you know, some of the others on there.
Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah, remember Maynard? And then he went on to do Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Well, the a lot of them are like, you know, that went on to, you know, that were doing movies. One of the other ones was the guy that played Luke Skywalker.
Mark Hamill.
Yes.
He was, you know, in the first one. He'd been in a couple of TV shows, maybe a movie. And then he did the first Star Wars and then was in a horrible car crash, which rearranged his face. I mean, literally. And they had, and so by when he did his second movie, I think he was just coming back from that, and his facial features were different. So he did the second,
they
and third.
They worked that into the plot, actually.
Well, yeah, they did. But you know, the bottom line is what's really happened to him since then.
Too. And then what's happened to Karen Allen, Animal House, Raiders of the Lost Ark? They're all well and good, and we'll be talking about where they are and what they're doing, and we're going to see if we can get Karen to call on too. So we're going to feature an actor in their films and give away some DVD movies of the actors we feature. And that's going to be courtesy of Clyde's Next Generation behind Cool Hand Luke's. They're one of our sponsors, too.
You know, one of the things you talked about is you're going to have your own list from of must-see movies. You know, one of the things that you see is, I think it's on Turner Classics, they go... they've got a portion there that they're the ones that this movie is one that just set the tone or set a new way for movies to be made. It presented new things. And I know you have your list of movies that just have to be, I mean, you know, that if you haven't seen them, then you should.
One of the things I want to talk about is what made Gone with the Wind so great. Actors, you know, the nationwide search for Scarlett O'Hara. It was international. It cost $5.4 million, which is a $50 million plus today, which is not a big deal because some of these movies are $100 million. And then the groundbreaking, Scarlett looks up and says, Rhett, what am I to do? And he says, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Not a big thing today, but then it was incredible. The censors went crazy. People were outraged. And then Clark Gable made history then, and then he made history again and changed the nation's habits. It happened one night when he removed his shirt. He didn't have a T-shirt on. It was the end of the T-shirt industry. Completely wiped it out. The other thing is that the movie ran 3.5 hours, and everyone said, who's going to sit 3.5 hours for a movie? I know 25 years ago, I sat through 10 hours of the Russian War and Peace. Started at 12 midnight with champagne and sandwiches and went all the way up till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Did you watch the whole 10 hours?
Yes, I did.
And?
And it was great.
10 hours of movie?
Yes. They had breaks and everything, but it was incredible. And then the other thing with Gone with the Wind was it included every cinematic technique we use today then. So it was groundbreaking.
I understand they burnt down because they had to get rid of the back lots. So they literally waited and they burnt the back lots to make this part of the film.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. And I went through the Culver City Studios before they turned a lot of it into condominiums. They were going to compete one time with Universal Studios and just couldn't get the funding
because
they've had a lot of stuff there. They had a lot of the Gone with the Wind stuff there. But there's been a lot of movies. We'll talk about remakes. One of my favorite remakes, remember Father of the Bride with Spencer Tracy?
Yeah.
They also did a great remake with Steve Martin in Father of the Bride. Both of them are worth watching back to back.
Well, okay, we need to take a break here, Bob?
A little over 30 seconds.
Okay. This sounds like a show that's, you know, kind of like a labor of love here, Don. That this is something you love and you're going to be sharing this. And sharing it with a lot of people that movies mean a lot to them.
More important, I want people to call in and give me their opinion of movies.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Vaught, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Vaught, good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning, December 27th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. It has a wonderful, it's the best walk-in humidor. Espresso Joe's is a place to get coffee. You can buy all types of coffees. And for this season, for this holiday season, you want to have lots of coffee on New Year's Eve because the Mounties are out. 39 people arrested for DUI. So don't drink and drive. There's plenty of other alternatives. We're going to be talking about that this week. So, let's go to the phones.
All right.
As soon as we hear what that is. We have a little beep, a little beeping sound going on here.
That's not on my end.
Yeah, hey, good morning. This sounds like Linda.
Good morning. And is Don still on?
Don is here.
I'm still here, Linda.
Congratulations, Don, on the new endeavor.
Thank you very much. Our first guest is going to be talking about something that I know you have an interest in. Honey Guyon was in Las Vegas during the times her father owned part of the Sands Hotel. She used to have waffles, the pecan waffles with Elvis when she was 10, and she was there with Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, and Frank Sinatra when Bugsy Siegel ruled Las Vegas, and a lot of interesting stories.
Oh, I bet you. Now that begins what time?
January the 2nd from 11 to 12.
Oh, that's a perfect time. People will really, they'll pull over because they want to hear those details. Well, I wanted to share with you what my favorite movie, one of my top 10 favorite movies, and let's see if you remember who starred in this.
Uh-oh.
The movie was called Being There.
Oh, yes, Being There with, on the tip of my tongue,
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers, yes. Peter Sellers, yes.
Very, very serious role, but it was such an incredible film.
It was an intriguing movie, wasn't it? Especially at the end when he walked across the water.
Exactly. It was like, what are you thinking? You know, I'm laughing because the grandkids are here and the son-in-law, and guess who's ruling? Snooki's got their socks and running in circles, so... As you can imagine, we're packing the kids, trying to get them out so they can catch a flight. But, you know, we're... just, Don, we're so excited to have you on the station and talk about those movies where we can't quite remember who the stars were or the time or the director or those little back behind-the-scenes little tidbits that really make things interesting like they do on TCM.
I agree. We'll be talking about current movies, too. One of the things there's a lot of buzz about, Unstoppable, and I won't get into it, but a lot of people are not liking the ending.
Oh,
so we'll get into that, too, and what's happening. But I also want to have you on one time talking about your movie and entertainment experiences.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing the new film, Black Swan.
Yes, Black Swan's going to be incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really touted as, you know, I think it was in, I don't know, one of the magazines that I was reading, I'm probably waiting for something somewhere.
The other movie about ballet, remember that? With, it just caught me off guard here. two big stars.
Yes, Turning Point.
Turning Point. Wasn't that an incredible movie?
Yes, wonderful, yeah.
And it was a movie that...
Anne Bancroft and Shirley MacLaine.
Yes, also, she didn't have an out-of-body experience there.
No, she didn't.
Hey,
being a former hoofer herself, she's got to wonder. Her books are really interesting.
But if you didn't
thank you so much.
Yeah, we have other people on the lines here that want to talk to you,
Don.
Thank you, Linda.
Congratulations and welcome to KCNR with your new program, and I'll see you guys soon.
Hey, hon. See you soon.
It's great to be part of the family.
Okay, Coach Bob, good morning.
Morning back to you. Happy New Year. Hey, Don, nice having dinner with you and your family Christmas Eve at my ex's house.
Oh, yes. How are you? How are you, Coach Bob?
I told you I listened to this silly show, and I wasn't lying, was I?
No, you weren't. You're a talented musician in your own right, aren't you?
Well, we won't go there.
Okay.
I like to think so, but that's another story.
What is one of your favorite movies?
Oh, I have a lot of them. Probably my all-time favorite is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but I have a lot.
I just watched last night Express about Ernie Davis. And
that was
really a very good, interesting movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got a question for you, though. I don't know if you're going to delve into TV, although you were talking about Dobie Gillis and Bob Denver and all of those folks. So I want to know what happened to the cast of Barney Miller.
Yes, that was interesting. Some of them went on to other shows. Some of them got a little older and had the problems we have as we get older. And I think on January 2nd, that might be a good topic to get into.
I believe that, if I recall, just about a week ago, Hal Linden passed away.
Steve Lansbury.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Well, you know, you had Abe Vigoda was in that. It was in The Godfather. And at the end, they took him out.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes, he went to sleep with
Hal
the fishes.
Linden, just FYI, was a terrific big band clarinet player.
Yeah, he was on.
Talented musician.
He was on Broadway. He was a singer and everything too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He's a song and dance man all the way.
Okay,
it's really.
Well, that's all I had for you today. Good to hear you on the radio.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Bott. Good morning. It is 43-60. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 43 degrees. And we're arguing about whether it's going to rain all day or not. It kind of looks like it's clearing off a little bit. It's going to rain later on this afternoon. But count on it raining this week, tomorrow especially. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyard. And they're going to have a big New Year's Eve event there. They're going to be open at 1:30 in the morning. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley is at 244-1988. He does Dish TV. Dish Satellite, and he does a great job. That's who we use at our house, 244-1988. He has rebates at this point where you can get free Dish and free Dish HD. Just give him a call. Talk to Heather or talk to Doug at 244-1988. Local business, local guy. You'll be happy that you did business with him. Our guest is Don Shulman, and Don, who has a show already on KCNR called Bridal Talk, and it's a great show, really well received. He wants to do movie talk. Now, doesn't want to. He's starting that this Sunday. He's going to start movie talk from 11 to 12 on Sundays right here in KCNR, and then from there to Bridal Talk. But let me ask you, why don't you put on your bridal hat just for a second here.
Yes.
Bridal Talk. Hugh Hefner.
Lots of vitamins. He needs to take lots of fruit drinks. He needs to not get dehydrated. And he needs to keep smiling.
In case you haven't heard, Hugh Hefner is 84, just got engaged again to a woman over 60 years younger than he is. And you can imagine, blonde, blue-eyed, and probably been in Playboy.
In all due respect, they may bury him in his pajamas after that.
Okay, let's go back to movie talk here. You know, one of the things one of the sets of movies that I've enjoyed, because I do have a bit of a movie collection, not anything like you have, but one set I have was by John Ford, and it was the John Ford Cavalry trilogy of Ford Apache, Rio Grande, and She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. All of them, of course, with John Wayne and the John Ford
you know, contract actors or his traveling road show with all the same actors, Victor McLaughlin, Ben Johnson, and that group. What do you have any background on that one at all?
I know that John Wayne started out in B-movies, and he basically did bit parts, and he started as a building sets and stuff, and somebody noticed him. And I know that they had some problems, and the actor didn't show up, and they put him in these real movies, these silent movies, and all of a sudden he people noticed him, and he caught on.
Well, his name was Marion Morrison.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, John Ford put him in that one movie, Stagecoach, which kind of really relaunched his career. And I think it won the Academy Award.
Yes, I remember John Wayne in the Fighter movie in Ireland?
Oh, The Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man.
Okay, now that's got to be one of my favorite movies, is just because a couple of reasons. One, he plays a real good part there with Marino Sullivan. Yes. But the cinematography was so beautiful. Of Ireland. And, you know, I don't know if that's what Ireland looks like.
Yes, it does.
But it should look like
it
that.
It does.
You know, yeah, well, that's good because, you know, it was such a beautifully, like I said, beautifully filmed movie.
You know, where are the actors of yesterday coming today? I know we have some that are doing very, very well, and we can talk about them. We have the Brad Pitts, and we have the Tom Hanks, but where are the John Waynes, and where are some of these others?
Oh, you know what? I've got an answer for you, but let's go to the phone.
Yes.
Hey, Donna, good morning. You're on KCNR 1460. Do you have a question for Don?
Yes, I do. excuse me. I was wondering, in today's movies, why we have to have the obligatory five F words in every sentence in the bed hopping.
You know, I agree with you. You know, when you see somebody constructing something, they hit themselves with a hammer, you don't expect them to say, oh gosh, you're Rooney, but you don't expect what comes out today.
Yeah.
And the reason is money. It's money. It sells movies. It brings people in waiting to see those things. And getting off topic a little bit, that's one of the problems of our society. We're exposing our children to this violence. We're exposing them to this language. And we don't need to do that.
Well, because there's movies that I would like to watch, and I'll turn them on TV, and then I immediately have to turn them off again.
You know, that's interesting.
So I don't see many of today's movies.
There are certain things that I never thought would be on TV, words and visual content that don't belong.
Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I would never watch that.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that it is an adult show. It has words and it has scenes in it. And you think, okay, it's after a certain time. It's in that after the kids zone. But they run reruns at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I truthfully would never want my granddaughter to be watching this or, you know, with me.
Well,
because,
I wouldn't want my granddaughter's grandmother to watch it either.
Oh, that's true.
But, you know, the
other thing I wonder about is that kid was, what, 6, 7 years old when he started doing this.
Oh, yeah. Has that had, what kind of effect has that had on him?
Yeah.
There are movies. There is a place you can get movies that they bleep out the objectionable parts. And I'll...
Really?
I'll research it and let you know on the January show.
How about that, Donna? That would be cool.
But do you want to know my favorite movie?
Yes, I really do.
Well, you'll probably laugh.
No.
Mine are Shadow of a Doubt, Meet Me in St. Louis, and Leave Her to Heaven.
Yes. I also enjoy... I think James Mason, and then it was recreated by Warren Beatty, where he died and went to heaven and came back. Remember those? The remake was also very, very good. And what's the name of that movie?
I can't remember.
Heaven Knows Mr. Allison.
That's exactly right.
You're right.
The two remakes were very, very good.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, we got to take a break. Donna, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for your program and your station. I enjoy it all, except for the guy that comes on at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
When are you replacing him?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do another show.
A lot of people like him.
Oh, okay.
We are replacing Dr. Laura, though, starting here next week. So,
yeah, okay.
All right.
Thanks again.
You bet. Okay.
Bye. Thanks, Donna.
This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Down.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:54.
on December the 27th. We're quickly approaching the end of this year. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts for great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. If you want to get a great haircut, they shave around your ears. They shave in the back of your neck. How many places still do that? It's not a lot of them, but not only that, but it's just a great place for conversation and to sit down. It's man's last stronghold. Don't worry about getting your hair styled. Don't worry about the gel. It's not going to happen. This is Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Go down and give them a chance. Tell them I sent you. They'll say hello. Won't save you any money, but they will say hello then after that. Okay, our guest Don Shulman, who is already a member of the KCNR family with Bridal Talk, is now opening a new, starting a new show called Movie Talk, and it sounds like you got a lot of interest in this.
Good, yes, it seems to. It was very interesting. The new Twilight Saga Eclipse is out, and it's very interesting. I reviewed all three of them, and then I watched Interview with a Vampire, and that was the beginning. It just eclipses all three of those. We'll also be talking about... each week we'll be talking about, 1 week we want to do science fiction, all the way from the beginning to what's happening, and then westerns, a lot of interest in westerns.
Oh, a lot. Let's go, can I change the subject just for a second here? Let's go back, and you say, why no John Wayne? And I'm thinking about that. Who out there, when you think about it, is a type of hero that, you know, Robert Mitchum, John Wayne, the people like that, that walk through the movies, that stride through these movies. Who's out there doing that now? I mean, that you can think of.
We've got a couple who've done really good. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood? That's true. Okay, Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman, but they're kind of like...
Yes, they're different. They're no John Wayne.
Yeah, it's a different thing, but Clint Eastwood is good. I mean, he's done great, great movies. So, yes, but he's now more into the directing side of it. Who is that up-and-coming actor that who stands for something, who stands for something that's right, that stands, you know, for something and puts it on the line to, you know, not for self-gain, not to jump into, from bed to bed, not to do this. Has it changed that much? Is this what we have to look forward to?
I think the studios and the audience have changed. They're playing to younger audiences who want this kind of thing. And that's what I think is not working. Clint Eastwood is a phenomenon. You realize he turned down James Bond, turned it down three times. Mm. They wanted him to be James Bond, a little off, but he did that. And
I don't see him as James Bond.
No, he didn't see himself as James Bond either.
Instead, he made a spaghetti western that just threw him pretty much through the stratosphere.
Well, he was broke. He was out. He went to Italy, and they offered him this role, and it just skyrocketed.
Right. Bad Bob, you had something there.
Well, it's just another observation. Humor, especially in the movies, has taken a mean streak. It's not funny for funny's sake. It's mean humor, and I wonder, and that spreads through society. Of course, there's so much influence from these films, and that bothers me.
Well, I don't know. I saw The Hangover, and I don't know if it was mean-spirited or not. I don't know if anybody saw it. Did you see
it? I saw The Hangover.
The scene where he wakes up, the dentist wakes up the next morning, and there's a chicken walking over his head, and he smiles, and he's got a tooth missing. I still laugh about that.
Woody Allen is very controversial, but he made a movie where one of his first movies where he was he's always dating, he's always has these complex issues, but he takes the record album, and the record goes flying out. Remember that? Tom Hanks made some funny movies.
He did. Yeah, and he was also on TV.
We're looking also at, he just passed away. He did a lot of, he played with Walter Matthau. Jack Lemmon in the Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
Where are those? Where's Neil Simon?
Those are consummate actors, yes.
Yeah, it's just, I think that things have changed a lot, Don, and as they've moved along. And I don't see it coming back. I saw because, with the grandkids here, we watched something called The Tooth Fairy with Dwayne Johnson or whatever his name is. Used to be a wrestler. And there was no profanity in it. It wasn't
any bed scenes or anything like that. It was a kids' movie, and it was very funny. So,
like Donna said, where are the good old clean days we can sit down with the family and watch a movie? Yeah.
Okay, how much time we got here, Bad Bob?
We're just about shy of 30 seconds, so it's time for
Don Shulman, who is starting his new show, Movie Talk, Sundays from 11 to 12, right here in KCNR. This is Carl Lindebaugh. We're quickly approaching into this year, and we've got a lot of surprises for next year. Join us tomorrow. We got a couple of surprises tomorrow, too. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And remember, so many movies, so little time.
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.